Week 3, Day 4. Our response, faith and repentance. Yes, new life can be found through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But getting personal, what do I need to do to gain this new life? What does God require of me to be saved? Is God going to force me to go to church every day, wear Christian clothing, listen to Christian music, and put a Grove bumper sticker on my car? No, these things do not save you. In fact, the message of the New Testament is quite clear. We are not saved by anything we do. God makes it clear we are saved by believing in Him. Probably the most popular verse in the Bible is, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." John 3:16. But what is it we specifically need to believe? Well, it is believing everything we have talked about this week. Believing God is the creator of the universe, and He is good. Believing mankind is a sinner and deserving of eternal death. Believing Jesus is our Savior, who died on the cross for our sins and rose again. Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved. Acts 16:31. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Ephesians 2:8-9. We are not saved by anything we do, but by believing in the good work Jesus did. Salvation is totally by God's grace, and it is a gift we must believe and receive into our lives. Scripture tells us we do this by confessing these truths with our mouth and believing them in our heart. If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9. We must confess with our mouth that Jesus is our Lord. This means we are declaring Jesus is our authority, our master, and our king. We are declaring we believe in Him and thus are turning our lives in a different direction to follow Him. This is called repentance. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Acts 3:19. When we declare Jesus as our Lord and believe in our heart God raised Him from the dead, we are choosing to turn from our old life and live a new life in Christ, a life that will come with renewal from the Lord. This new life in Him is more refreshing than the old life without Him. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. 2 Corinthians 5:17. God has a new life waiting for those who repent, turn to Him, and believe in His death and resurrection. Now, you need to respond. If you have not yet made that commitment, are you ready to believe and turn to Jesus today? If you would like to experience this new life and accept Christ, let this prayer be your guide as you call out to the Lord to be saved. Make it your own words, but say it with your mouth and believe it in your heart. Admit you are a sinner. Believe in your heart that Christ was raised from the dead. Confess with your mouth that Jesus is your Lord. Prayer. God, I believe you are the creator of the universe. I know you are good. I believe you made me to have a relationship with you, so I could see your goodness. I also believe that I am a sinner and am not good on my own. I know I have disobeyed you and fallen short many times. I am thankful to learn you have not given up on me, but have pursued me my whole life. I believe you sent your Son Jesus to this earth to die on the cross for my sins. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I ask you to forgive me and help me turn away from my sins. I want to turn to you to be my Lord and my King. Come into my life and change me. Amen. If you said that prayer, please let a leader at the Grove or someone in your change group know. We would love to be a part of what God is doing in your life. If you are not yet ready to say that prayer or make that commitment, please keep journeying with us and learn about God and the change He wants to bring. Reflect and apply. 1. Did you know how God saved His people? What surprises you the most about God's plan for salvation? 2. Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If yes, when did that happen? If not, what is keeping you from making this decision? 3. If you would like to accept Christ, then write out your own prayer asking God to save you. You may have just said it in a prayer, but it would be special to have that prayer written out for the rest of your life. If you are already saved, then write out a prayer of thanksgiving, praising God for opening your eyes to believe in Him as your Lord and Savior.